Pittsburgh Steeler fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and I am here with you for a very special podcast. This is something, I'm kicking this thing off. I'm not going to be the only one that does it. For those of you that have been with the podcast platform long enough, you know around the Christmas holiday, we did some Christmas memories. And almost every single podcaster, maybe even some on our editorial side, contributed to those podcasts. They were shorter, just really good. They kind of gave you a glimpse into the people that you hear all the time or read their writing all the time on who they are and a little bit about them, you know, from that perspective. So the other day I was talking with Brian Anthony Davis, our podcast producer, and he brought up, you know, this weekend is Father's Day. And he said, I feel like we should do something similar to what we did around Christmas time, except this time we're talking about our fathers. Now, we understand that not everyone has a father figure. Not everyone had a father figure that is somehow connected to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So you might not be hearing as many of these memories as you did around the Christmas holiday. Nonetheless, some of us are going to share some of our memories and different aspects of Father's Day and how it relates to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I've decided, you know, or Brian said, hey, would you mind going first? I said, sure, I'd be glad to go first. I'd love to talk about my own father and about being a father and what it's like raising five children. And so let's start with my dad. So my dad he's a great guy. He's one of the most easygoing guys that you'll ever meet in your life. And it's growing up, the Pittsburgh sports were woven into our lives, literally. You had situations where we would manage our entire schedules around a Penguins game or, you know, the Steelers were playing, and so we would leave church a little early. I know, say a prayer, I know, but we would, and we would get out of church or whatever we had to do so that we didn't miss a thing. I remember driving in the car and listening to Myron Cope and Bill Hillgrove and Tunch Ilkin on the radio, and sometimes it was more static than it was actually hearing the analysis, but we always listened, and you got to know these people, and I remember so many different specific memories. I'll never forget my dad, who worked on engines, big motors, basically. He was a winder. He was the guy that would take the copper and wind it. We're talking the intricate parts of a motor. And he had buddies there that were diehard Steeler fans. And so when the playoffs came around, he and a friend, his name is Russ, we would always go back and forth depending on who was hosting that particular day. So there's a ton of memories that I have because Russ had his family and my dad had myself and my brother and my mom. We would go up to Russ's house for games and then they would come down to our house for games. And I'll never forget Russ had a kegerator in his garage. And I was probably, I don't know, 9 or 10 years old when my dad taught me how to properly pour beer from a keg. Why? During the Steeler games, he didn't have to get up. He would just tell my brother or myself, hey, I need a beer. Russ needs a beer. Go get him a beer. And we learned real quick, you know, don't give a lot of head on the beer. You know, you want to make sure that it's mostly beer. It sounds foolish, but I remember that as clear as day. It was just one of those memories. I remember watching the Steelers and going and doing that and thinking it was really cool to do that. I remember watching Super Bowl 30 in 1995 at Russ's house and sitting, I can tell you exactly where I was sitting on the couch and how exciting it was to watch this team start to come back and the onside kick to start the second half. And it was just really, really exciting. Now, it didn't end the way we all wanted it to, but still, I remember in 2001, I think it was, the crazy come from behind playoff win against the Cleveland Browns. It was Tommy Maddox. That was the Chris Fumatumafala game where he scores the go-ahead touchdown on the draw, and Antoine Randall, I believe, throws a 2-point conversion to Jeremy Tooman to kind of seal the deal. I remember Russ was getting ready to leave our house. He was so fed up. He was disgusted. He said, I'm getting out of here. And my dad said, no, stay there. Sit down. Have faith. And they end up coming back. I just, you know, unfortunately, I'm not around my father as much as I would like or as much as one would hope. And so I don't get to watch a lot of games with him anymore. The most memorable game, I'll take this to my grave, is the most memorable game I've watched with my dad was in 2005. And that was obviously the crazy Steelers Super Bowl 40 run where the sixth seed gets in and no one's ever gotten to the Super Bowl and won it as a sixth seed and the Steelers get in, and it was the divisional round game. I've told this story before. I'll tell it again, and I'll probably tell it more than once because it's worth telling. My brother at the time, who doesn't live where he lived in Northern Virginia at the time. He lives now in Richmond now. He had all of us over, and we were going to watch the game at my brother's house. And for some unknown reason, I don't know if there was a windstorm the night before or if we had a bunch of snow, his satellite dish was not working. We called DirecTV. They said, I'm sorry, it's a Sunday. We're not going to be able to get anyone out, especially in time for you to watch the game. So we're scrambling. We're scrambling. We don't know what's going to happen. We call up our fraternity brothers. A lot of them are watching a game in a different town, Shepherdstown, West Virginia, which is where I went to college. My brother went to the same college, Shepherd University. And we go to this tiny little apartment. And so we have all these people crammed in this tiny apartment. The game was just incredible. Everyone that was alive for it will never forget it. And it went from the highest of the highs to the lowest of the lows. I'll never forget when Joey Porter sacked Peyton Manning. My dad jumps up. Now, my dad has a terrible towel that he only puts out for the playoffs. He doesn't touch it unless it's a playoff game. And he went up and he grabbed that towel before the clocks had gone to zero. And he's twirling it around and we're tackling each other. And we're loving life. We're loving life. I mean, it was just a bunch of fans together. I think my dad tackled my brother and I, and he's giving us the hooks into the kidneys, just having a good time. It was a blast. It was a blast. Now, when Jerome Bettis fumbled, we thought we were going to throw up. I mean, we felt like we were going to vomit. Now, it all worked out in the end, and it's just one of those great memories. It always sticks with me. And even this past season in 2020, one of the most memorable games, I think, for the Steelers in general just happened to be a game that I watched with my dad, and that was the Indianapolis Colts game, the game that the Steelers clinched the AFC North, come from behind to beat. I love when Ben Roethlisberger would beat Phillip Rivers, and so he did it one last time before Rivers retired. And it was great that I got to watch that game with my dad. I'm still upset, though. It's rare that I get to watch a game with my dad and my brother anymore. And we were supposed to do that on Thanksgiving. And then the Ravens, we all know how they screwed the pooch on that. Now let's flip the script a little bit, because I'm very thankful for my dad for raising me as a Steeler fan. And you know, he always said, hey, if you all want to root for someone else, that's fine. He understood. He was more lenient than I am. As a father of five, I have one son who's my oldest, who's 12. And then I have four daughters, 10 and under. And they all love the Steelers. And they didn't have an option. I was not as lenient as my father. He would always say, if you want to root for someone else, that's fine. I say, hey, if you want to root for someone else, that's fine. Just don't expect to sleep here. I mean, you got to find somewhere else to go. They would always ask me, hey, Dad, if we started to like the Ravens, what would happen? I said, you can like the Ravens. That's fine. I don't know where you're going to sleep and where you're going to get food. But, I mean, yeah, you can absolutely go like the Ravens. There's nothing wrong with that. And so they get the picture pretty quick, and people would say, Jeff, you're brainwashing those kids. And I said, yes, I'm not denying that. Like, yeah, I am brainwashing them. I want them to grow up and appreciate and enjoy the things that I appreciate and enjoy, and that one of those things are the Pittsburgh Steelers. This past season was very special. It was the first year that my children, all of them, in one way, shape, or form, not the youngest, she's not even three yet, really started to take a liking to players and to the game itself. No, they would not watch all the games. They wouldn't. They would be there for the first quarter, and then all of a sudden they would get antsy and they'd go outside and they'd come in, but they would always come in and check on the score. My oldest daughter loves Chase Claypool. She got a Chase Claypool jersey for Christmas last year. My second oldest daughter loves Ben Roethlisberger, and she got a Ben Roethlisberger jersey for Christmas last year. And my son loved James Conner. He still does. He still does. Even though he's with the Cardinals, he said he's still going to root for James Conner, but he's a Steelers fan. And so I can respect that for sure. My son has alopecia, which is the same thing that Ryan Shazier and Joshua Dobbs have, where they don't have hair. So he has his Ryan Shazier jersey. He wears it all the time. And so that's kind of his guy, even though he doesn't play anymore. I don't think anyone's going to have a problem with that. But unless Dave Schofield comes over to watch a game and he brings his kids, then my kids have no interest in the game whatsoever, but they'll always check in on the score. And my hope is that my children grow up and appreciate the time that we spend together watching the Steelers on a Sunday or a Saturday or a Thursday or a Monday. And they look back and they think, those were really good times. I remember my dad standing up and pumping his fist or high-fiving us, running around the room, which all happens. I hope that they take that and they cherish that and they remember that the way that I remember all those things with growing up with my dad. And I hope that if they're lucky enough to have their own children, that they raise them in a way that it doesn't have to be the Steelers. I hope it is. I would love nothing more. But I hope that it's that they appreciate something and they can share something. And that's what this is all about. It's the fact that it's not just football. It's the fact that this is something I share with my dad and I share with my family. And now I have this whole extended family of people that I write with, like Brian and Dave, and people that I never would have known if not for the website, and my ride or die crew from my Let's Ride podcast. I mean, I never in a million years would have thought this is where it would have gone, but here I am, and here we are. And so if you're someone that has a father, or maybe it's a grandfather, or an uncle, or a best friend that somehow got you involved with the Steelers, take a chance, take the time, let me say it that way, take the time and say thank you. Say thank you for that. Obviously, tell them you love them. I know that there are some people out there listening, one in particular who's part of my ride or die crew, who this is probably a really tough time. She lost her father recently, but he was a Steeler fan, and she talks about him often on Twitter and stuff like that. I just want to say that if you've lost a father and they were your connection to the Steelers, take the time to, if you pray, say a prayer, positive thoughts, and say, you know what, I'm appreciative. And pass it on. Pass it on. Keep that black and gold blood flowing through the next generation. That's the best thing we can do. And I know I went a little bit long. Brian said stay with under 10 minutes, and I apologize. I went a little bit long, but this is a very special weekend for me. My dad and I share a very special relationship. I have a very special relationship with all of my children. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, well, they're a part of it. They're a part of it. So for me and all of the writers and podcasters behind the Steel Curtain, if you're a father, happy Father's Day. I thank you for being a part of us, and I thank you for being a part of Steeler Nation. And I hope that your next year is great. I hope that if you're maybe a new father, I have several people in my ride or die crew, this is your first year being a father. My goodness, what a blessing. Happy Father's Day. Share the love. Get those black and gold onesies. Get them their little terrible towels. Make it special. That's my best advice. Make it special. All right, folks. As I always end all my podcasts, be safe. Be kind and God bless. Happy Father's Day, everyone.